Hello, I'd like to speak to you on the subject of believing God, asking and receiving. This is Brother Jeff, and open your Bible, if you would, to the 14th chapter of John. We're going to go to verse 13, in the book of John. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Now this is the Father speaking through the Son, and he is telling you, his beloved children, whom he created to have his love, his life, his light, his truth glowing in us, living in us. He designed us to bring him honor and glory and to show the world the power of God in a human body. And he's telling you today, what do you need? What do you desire? What are you trying to accomplish? He says, whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that's the name of Jesus, that will I do. It's done. I mean, why are we walking around so confused sometimes when God has told us, ask, and it'll be given? So ask it in the name of Jesus, and he said he'll do it. And there is a contingency. There is a prerequisite. It says that the Father may be glorified in the Son. So it has to be something according to the will of God. And if you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. And then he goes down to verse 15. And he's telling you, I love you and I'll do anything for you. And now he's saying, do you love me? And will you do anything for me? Will you do what I say? If you ask me to do what you say, I want to know if you'll do what I say. Verse 15, if you love me, keep my commandments. If you love me, keep my commandments. Do you love God only in word? Or do you love him in action? Do you love him in shoe leather? Do you do what he says? Do you care what he says? Do you want to please him? Let's do what Jesus said. If we have a love and a desire to obey God and please him, then that verse 13 is going to happen. You're going to ask, and it'll be done. You'll ask anything in my name, he said, I will do it. I just love the love of God. I love the promise of God. This is a promise of God that you and I must believe. Unbelief would keep you from believing that. Unbelief would cause you to explain this away. Don't have unbelief. Hebrews 11:6, without faith, it's impossible to please God. Will you believe God? Will you put faith in the Lord Jesus? Don't put faith in faith. Don't put faith in an imaginary feeling. Put faith in the living God. Believe him. Obey him. You have a great day.